Welcome to Nightbus. Ride Groove Bounce for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, Advanced Edition. In this lesson, we're building that late-night DNB feeling where the track doesn't just hit hard, it rolls. Think wet streets, low streetlights, engine hum, and that steady pressure of a bus moving through the city at 2 a.m. The goal is not maximum density. The goal is motion, space, and microchange. That's what makes a loop feel alive in this style. We're going to use stock devices only, and we're going to work like experienced producers do. Lock the groove first, then add the bass, then shape the atmosphere, then turn the loop into a real arrangement block. If you try to sound design everything before the pocket is right, you'll just end up polishing the wrong thing. So first, the workflow. Start by setting up a clean session layout in Ableton Live 12. Group your tracks into drums, bass, atmospheres and effects, and a lane for arrangement notes or markers if you like to stay organized. On the master, put spectrum for quick tonal checks, utility for mono checking, and a limiter only as safety while you write. Not for loudness chasing, just for protection. Inside the drums group, make separate tracks for kick, main snare or clap, break, hats or ride, and perks or foley. In the bass group, split out sub, mid-bass or res, and top texture. That separation matters in drum and bass, because you need to make fast decisions, and you need to hear exactly what each layer is doing. Now let's build the break foundation. Drag in a clean break or a chop drum loop and warp it in beats mode. Keep the transients preserved, and don't over-tighten it to the grid. A little human swing is a good thing here. In jungle and deep rollers, the contrast between the solid anchor hits and the slightly loose ghost notes is part of the pulse. Clean up any obvious flams or ugly drift, but don't sterilize it. Once the break is sitting right, decide what the core accents are doing. You want that snare backbeat energy, ghost notes leading into it, and a bit of hat chatter around the offbeats. If the break already has low end weight, I pass it around 80 to 120 Hz, so it leaves room for the sub. Then add drum bus gently, a little drive, a touch of crunch, maybe some transient lift if it needs more snap. Keep it subtle. If the break starts sounding crushed, back off. Then use a Q8 to notch any harsh snare ring or boxy buildup, but only where needed. Here's a useful advanced move. Duplicate the break clip. Keep one version as your main groove, and make a slightly more open version for later in the arrangement. That way the loop can evolve without rewriting the whole drum part. This is one of those small workflow moves that saves a ton of time later. Now for the ride groove, which in this style is not just a bright top layer. The ride is your motion engine. It's almost like a second metronome, nudging the listener forward and creating that motorway sensation. Program a ride or bright hat pattern that pushes the bar without crowding the snare. Offbeats work well, or lightly syncopated 1/8 and 1/16 movement. Leave holes around the snare so it can breathe. Vary velocity a lot. Think somewhere between about 55 and 105, not everything slammed at one level. This is important. The ride should feel driven, not looped. One way to do that is to make alternate bars slightly different. Keep the same sound, but shift a few notes, maybe add a pickup before the snare on one bar and go sparser on the next. That small change can make the groove feel like it's moving through traffic instead of circling the same block. If the top end starts feeling too rigid, use a subtle groove pull swing or a bit of the velocity MIDI effect to smooth the dynamics without killing the rhythm. You can also process the ride with a light auto filter, maybe a small high pass around 150 to 250 Hz, just to clean out any low junk. If the ride needs more air, a tiny high shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHz can help, but only a little. In this style, too much ride is a common mistake. The ride should add speed and tension, not turn the mix into static. Next is the sub, and this part needs discipline. Your sub should be mono, simple, and phrase aware. Use wavefeatable or operator with a sine or near sine source. Keep it clean, short attack, controlled release, and no stereo widening. You can add a little saturator so it speaks on smaller speakers, but only lightly. The point is not to make it dirty. The point is to make it present. Write fewer notes than you think you need. Seriously, in dark DNB, space is part of the groove. Let the sub leave room after snare hits or during busy break moments. A root note that holds, a small pickup before the phrase turns, maybe an octave drop into the next section. That kind of phrasing is enough. If the sub is fighting the kick or the break, don't just EQ harder. First, shorten the note lengths and check the placement. Often that solves the problem before any processing does. Now let's design the mid-bass, the res or texture layer. This is where the attitude lives. The mid-bass should not carry the entire low end. That's the sub's job. Instead, The mid-bass adds harmonic pressure and motion above it. Start with wave-eatable. Use a saw or analog-style wave-eatable, maybe two oscillators with subtle detune. Keep the width controlled. Add a low-pass filter with movement from an envelope or a slow LFO, and thicken phrases, not constant motion. If the cutoff is too open all the time, the bass just washes across the mix and stops speaking. A nice advanced approach is to split the bass into layers, a clean mono sub, a gritty mid-bass, and a top texture or noisy resampled layer. That dirty clean split is a big part of getting the night bass vibe, without wrecking the low end. Use saturator or overdrive for bite, EQ8 to remove sub from the mid-bass, and utility to control width in the low mids. If you want a darker, more neuro-leaning feel, automate a notch or bandpass movement in the mids so the bass feels like it's toughing in phrases. Now here's where the atmosphere starts to appear, resampling. This is one of the best ways to turn a static loop into a moving scene. Set up an audio track to record the combined groove or route your bass bus to a new track and capture 4 to 8 bars. Then chop it, pull out the best moments. Reverse a transition hit, time stretch a texture fragment. Use warp in a texture-friendly mode where needed, but don't abuse it on drums. Keep the drums rhythmic and the texture loose. The best resampling targets are usually little things, a bass tail after release, a ride hit with room tone, a ghost fill before the snare, a filtered stab, a bit of drum ambience. Then process those clips lightly with echo, maybe a short dark repeat, or a subtle reverb to push them back in space. Use auto filter automation to make passbys. The key is that resampling gives you something that feels performed, not just programmed. It's a huge part of making the loop feel cinematic. At this point, start thinking in call and response. The drums should talk to the bass, not just sit underneath it. A strong night bass phrase often works in pairs of tension states. One pass is more restrained, maybe the bass is simpler and the drums are clearer. The next pass opens up, maybe the ride gets denser or the bass answers the snare with a short sting. Then you alternate that energy every 4 or 8 bars so the arrangement doesn't flatten out. A really useful workflow trick here is to use clip envelopes first, before you reach for long device automation lanes. In Ableton Live 12, clip level filter or volume changes can be faster and more musical for micro edits. Use device automation when you want broader movement, like a filter opening across 8 bars or a send increasing before a transition. But for tiny edits, keep it inside the clip, that's faster and cleaner. Now let's shape the buses. Put your drums through a drum bus and your bass layers through a bass bus. This is where advanced DNB mixing gets efficient. On the drum bus, use a gentle glue compressor, maybe a bit of drum bus for density, then EQ8 for cleanup. Don't overdo the compression. You want glue, not a flattened brick. On the bass bus, use EQ8 to separate sub and mid rolls, a bit of saturator to unify the harmonics, and utility for width control. Keep checking headroom. Don't push the master into clipping just because the loop is exciting. The mix should feel strong but still breathe. Also, do periodic mono checks. Collapse the mix with utility and listen for what falls apart. The sub should stay stable, the ride should still read clearly, and the mid-bass should remain focused. If something disappears in mono, fix the width problem at the source instead of just making the whole thing louder. Now turn the loop into a real arrangement block. Don't stop at the 8-bar idea. Build something that could actually live inside a track. A good structure for this style is an intro with atmos and filtered drums, then a full 16-bar drop, then a variation with an extra percussion answer or bass reply, then a breakdown, then a second drop with more ride motion and deeper ghost notes. Use arrangement markers so you can see the shape of the section clearly. For transitions, keep it tasteful. A low pass on the bass on the final bar before the switch. A reverb throw on a snare hit, then snap back to dry. A one-beat stop, maybe a reversed cymbal, but not every 4 bars. The trick is restraint. You want the listener to feel movement, not hear constant look-at-me effects. A common mistake in this style is making the ride too loud. The ride should be motion, not the lead instrument. Another mistake is letting the sub overlap every drum hit. That's where the groove gets muddy. Shorten the notes, leave space, and test in mono. Also, don't over-widen the bass. Keep the sub dead center and only widen the upper harmonics if needed. And definitely don't build the whole drop before the loop groove is solid. The loop is the foundation. Here's a pro way to think about darker DNB. Darken the atmosphere, not the whole mix. Let the drums and bass stay readable. Keep the low end controlled. Then use the FX layer, the resampled textures, and the small echoes to carry the mood. That's what gives you depth without losing power. If you want to push it further, try alternating ride patterns every 2 bars. Bar can emphasize off beats. Bar B can add pickup before the snare. Bar C can get a bit denser. Bar D can go sparse again. Same sound, different timing. That's enough to create progression. Or build a drop A and a drop A minus version. Version 1 is full groove. Version 2 removes one drum layer and thins the ride. That contrast gives the track breathing room. Another strong idea is to create a shadow groove layer. Duplicate the drum loop. Strip it down to transient fragments. Filter it heavily, and tuck it under the main drums. You'll get this impression of a second room or distant traffic without crowding the mix. It's a very effective way to deepen the atmosphere.